Bust this weed down real quick. Roll this little Dutch.
Smoke it, and then take our asses to bed.
Yeah, been a pretty long day. Hey, hit the Millie Rock, Ahab, hit the Millie Rock. That's the Millie Rock. Hey, what's up, y'all? Man, it is Monday, June 29th. Moving right on through. I remember when we just started June. It feels like we just started June, and now we already at the end. That fucking quick.
That just means 4th of July is right around the corner.
Yeah, I'm not celebrating 4th of July like that this year. I don't plan on it. Are you?
I mean, I really can't. There's no places to go watch fireworks or use them.
Yeah, I actually just seen a booth open at True Value. I had to go get a set of screwdrivers because the side gate right here by my duplex is a fucking... It's been broken for the past year and a half. Fucking can't get in, can't get out, key doesn't work. So, I used to work with gates and doors and all kind of shit like that.
You did?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I've worked quite a few different type of jobs. I got a good little expansion of knowledge here, Ahab. But no, I popped that motherfucker off, put back on the other side. So now, from the outside, it looks like the handle's still on and the handle still works and all that shit. But really, there's no internal thing but the little latch, and there's no handle to the other side. So now you can get in and out that motherfucker. But man, how was your Monday, Ahab?
It was very long at work.
Was it a busy day at work?
No, the delivery just came in late.
Oh, so you had a little bit of a late day, or?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucked. Yeah, fucking... I don't know. I could feel the Monday, because I didn't want to wake up this morning. That's typically how Mondays go for me. You know? Especially because I work 6 days a week, so I get that one day, that one Sunday, and I want to go, not hard, like I'm not just getting hella drunk and shit, but I want to stay up late and try to enjoy that whole day off.
True. That's what I try to do with my one day off during the week.
Yeah. Well, shit, back to fireworks. I remember probably about 4 or 5 years ago, we planned just a spontaneous Vegas trip. Like, literally just out the blue said, fuck it. You down to drive the 9 hours to Vegas, and then we'll just stay out there for a few hours and come back? And yeah, fuck it. There's probably about 5 of us. And it was a week before 4th of July. So my homegirl used to stay out there, and I know she's got a family that owns a firework stand. It's like a firework stand / gas station. But yeah, they got the hookup, bro. They had fucking buy one, get one freeze, fucking buy one, get one half off. Just all kind of deals you can think of. On little bottle rockets, big bottle rockets, whistlers, zigzaggers. What does Joe Dirt say?
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes? No spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
Fuck, I love that movie. But, we went there, copped hella shit, spent like probably a good $500. Just filled the full shopping cart to the brim. When we loaded everything in, just... the trunk was full to the brim. Like, I'm pretty sure I smashed some boxes trying to close the trunk. So we're all excited, you know, taking videos and juiced. And like, all right, fuck it. You know, we can head back home. At least we'll consider this a win, you know, get home with some fireworks, maybe sell a few, light a few. You know what I mean? Fuck it. It'll be a come up. At least make this trip worth going. This 9 fucking hour trip, at least worth making. So, well, shit, not even 9 hours, 18 hours, 9 hours there, 9 hours back. You know what? Fuck it. We'll just make it worth our while. We leave, we dip out, right? We start heading back to Cali.
We get to the border. We see nothing but motherfuckers with guns all right there and all kind of shit. Damn near felt like I was trying to get back into the U.S. from Mexico or something. I said, fuck, bro. Take in mind, I've been into Vegas, into Reno. I cross the border all the time, the little state border. And these motherfuckers are never searching your car. It's either always just go on through or you have any fruits or vegetables or any of that bullshit. So, yeah, as soon as I seen them, I said, fuck, it's over. We're going to jail. I'm going to jail. But, nah, the cop was cool, I guess. I guess it's Cal Fire. I don't know. But, they pulled us over, popped the trunk, seeing it stacked to the brim. Now, I think it's, what, over 150 pounds of TNT? Or maybe 50 pounds of TNT?
I wouldn't know.
Well, you're only allowed to have, like, a certain amount. Any amount in California is a misdemeanor for sure. But if you go past a certain weight, it becomes a felony. But, no, dude did us a solid one. He pulled out all our fireworks. And, I mean, I had a fucking Roman candle that had 100 shots. Like, that fucker was huge. You literally just stick it in the ground and it shoots for, like, at least a good 30, 45 minutes just shooting shots. But, yeah, he did us a solid one, pulled it all out, and he told... My brother was the one who was driving, so technically everything was on my brother. But, of course, I didn't let him pay by himself, because a lot of that shit was mine. So, he was like, oh, you know what? I don't think this is more than 50 pounds TNT. What do you think? And my brother's like, nah, no, I don't think so. And, of course, I mean, we got all kind of weed and wax and all kind of shit in the car, bro, so I'm... Just like, man, just come on, just let us go. So he said, all right, I'm just going to write you a ticket for the misdemeanor. Boom, $1,200. Go to court, get it settled, whatever. Have a good day. So he let us go. We left $1,200 short and no fireworks. No, you know what? I should say we left like $1,700 short. We spent about $500 in that bitch. And we lost all the fireworks. I didn't even leave with a bottle. I couldn't even leave with a firecracker out that motherfucker. But whatever, you live and you learn, you know? But speaking of driving, man, last week, Ahath, I'm at the stoplight, right?
Which one?
Coming from down Main Street, and so coming from the main Walmart here in Woodland.
Oh, okay.
Going towards... pretty much the one right by McDonald's, the I-5 exit, or the I-5 on-ramp right there.
Oh, okay.
By the Denny's and shit, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, so I pull up, and I'm behind this one car, and the light turns green. So the light turns green, and I like to try and have some patience, so I'm sitting there waiting, and they're not going, and I can see in her side view mirror, she's looking at her phone. If she's not looking at her phone, she's rubbing on her clit or something, because... Nobody, you know what I mean? Like, you're not just looking down and just doing all that shit and not looking at your phone.
True.
So I just gave a nice honk. I wasn't like, I just gave a nice little boom. Like, bitch, come on, let's go. She got the nerve to look in her rear view and just start popping off at the lip. Just started popping off, throwing her hands out the window, all kind of shit. Like, you in the wrong in the first place. Why are you even throwing a fit? I tried to be nice. I just want you to go so I can get the fuck home. Ooh, excuse me.
Why didn't you just go around?
See? She stopped in the middle of the fucking intersection. She started pulling out hella slowly and then stopped in the middle of the intersection, started throwing her hands out and shit. So I started yelling back and I said, man, fuck this. So I whipped it around her right through the inside. Whoop. Whipped around. Fuck it. I'm gonna hit the freeway. She pulls up hella quick on my ass. And you already know me, Ahath. I'm not one to play with that shit.
True. Ooh.
Pulled over hella quick. I pulled over and my window's broken. So I can't roll down my window. Plus, that's not my MO. I'm not trying to roll down my window and yell at you. I don't know if you got a dude in this car. I don't know what you got in this car. So I opened my door, like as soon as I pulled over, I pop open my door and I popped off my seatbelt and got ready to hop out. Well, it was her and another female in the passenger seat. And the female automatically whipped out the phone to have a camera, like, you know, oh, I'm gonna catch him, I'm gonna put him on Facebook, oh, we'll have evidence or anything. But very first thing that comes out this bitch's mouth is, I have kids in the car. So my first response was, exactly, you dumb bitch. So why are you texting and driving? Correct, Aha?
Yeah, especially if she was looking down.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't, it's not like I was trying to threaten you or nothing, motherfucker. All I did was honk at you, go around you, and try to take off. And you pulled up on my ass. So I said, whatever. You know what? It's two females and you got kids in the car. I'm gonna brush it off. Closed my door, went about my way. You know, she got the nerve to come. Well, she didn't pull up on my ass. I get on the freeway and I can see her in my rearview mirror just coasting behind me. Not too far, just coasting behind me. So I said, I know this bitch ain't thinking she's slick. So I hit the very next exit. Boom, that East Street exit right there. And she's got the nerve to pull off at the same time I pull off.
I would have sped and just pulled in the Chevron right there.
Yeah, see, no. As soon as I pulled off and I seen she hit the exit too right behind me, I pulled over again. Pulled over hella quick. I pulled over so fast, she had to stomp on her brakes, and the other truck behind her coming off the exit almost smacked into the back of her. Like she had to pull off to the
Wow.
yeah, she pulled off to the left right there. You know that little triangle part that's like between the freeway and the off ramp?
Yeah.
Yeah, well she pulled off to the side right there and let the truck and another car go by. And I can see her, she's on the phone. She's talking on the phone, so I imagine she's either talking to the CHP or she's trying to call some niggas. You know what I mean? So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna put this bitch in park and let her know I'm not playing. Put it in park and I sat there for like 5 minutes and just stared at her through my rear view. Just stared at her, waiting like, you're gonna either have to hop on this freeway or you're gonna have to come past me because I'm not finna play these games with you. Send a dude over here all you want to, he better be strapped. So she finally.
How about you spark that shit?
Yeah, you know, huh? I'm just over here telling stories with the blunt already rolled and everything. But no, okay, so I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me just go ahead, go about my business. I get to pulling off the freeway. When I pulled off the freeway, I see two dudes like splitting the freeway. One went to one side of the freeway and one went to the other. And I rode right between them. No problem at all, of course. And I never seen her again. She disappeared. So I don't know if I'm maybe in a video cussing her out for her texting and driving on Facebook right now. Hopefully I'm going viral for this shit. I asked everybody on my Facebook if they see a video of me cussing this bitch out for texting and driving to please text me or please tag me. Because,
The first spot I would think would be on the Yolo Scanner Chatter page.
yeah, but not it wouldn't be scanner chatter. Maybe, I guess, if they're calling it in, huh, to the CHP.
Yeah.
But see, I just had the feeling she was trying to call a nigga or something. But that brings me back to why, if you have your kids in the car, why are you even pulling up to a grown ass man? Like, had I been a nutcase, I could have got out and just banged the shit out that bitch.
Yeah,
True.
true. Yeah.
But I mean,
Even
luckily,
though she had backup.
what backup? She had one other female there. And
There's backup.
the female that was holding the camera, she was already spooked as it was. I could see it in her face. Especially when I
Oh.
popped that car door open, she was scared than a motherfucker. So, yeah, I mean, think about it, please. Obviously, if you got your kids in your car, if anybody in their right mind should respect that, and of course I respect that. But don't be texting and driving and then use having your kids in the car and as an excuse when you pull up on somebody. And I'm really about to be about that business.
Now, the only way she could have finished it was by saying, you know, I have kids in the car and there was a toy underneath my fucking brake or something.
Yeah, you could have. I mean,
Or your pedal. Like
something.
something stuck underneath where she couldn't go without maybe hurting or.
But the odds of that
No, I know.
and her texting is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's slim to none. But I mean, shit, I remember one, you never know what can go be going on in the car in front of you or behind you. I remember one time we pulled up on a dude in a Jeep, and this dude, we didn't do like nothing to the, we didn't ride his ass. We didn't do shit. And he, you want to go grab an ashtray actually?
Yeah, please? Yeah.
And he pulls up. Sorry, excuse me. We pull up on the side of him, getting ready to pass him on the freeway, and he starts going ballistic. Like, he's fucking veins popping out all red, cussing us out, flipping us off and shit. So my boy, who was driving, just reached into... Thank you. Just reached into his fucking side compartment right there and whipped out the banger on him and just pointed it straight across. Bro, pointed the pistol straight across my face. Straight across my motherfucking face. Dudes, the other driver who was road raging, like, immediately looked straight forward and hit the next exit. I don't even know if he was trying to hit that exit. He just, boop, fuck that. This nigga pulled out a gun, I'm gone. And I mean, I told my boy who pulled out the pistol, I said, bruh, you know, I'm cool with you, you know, making your stance, but if you ever point a pistol across my face again, we gonna funk. Nigga, you better pistol with me with it, because I'm finna fire on your ass. Next time, hand me the pistol. I'll point it at the motherfucker. Don't point that motherfucker across my face. You know what I mean?
I guess, yeah.
You guess? Shit, nigga, let me point a gun across your face and fire that motherfucker. Be fucking around with a new Michael Jackson nose job. But I mean, you know, road rage is just one of those things. It's a touchy thing. I remember in Dunnigan, do you remember hearing about in Dunnigan one year where there was a, they thought it was a road rage incident because two people pulled off at the post office and one dude got like stabbed in the neck?
No, I don't remember that.
You never heard about that shit?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right there in Dunnigan, I guess it was just a road rage incident where I guess two dudes was just going at it and one just said, fuck it, and stabbed the shit out of him. I never heard of like an arrest coming from it or if it was anybody local or anything, but I mean, I don't know. That shit is dangerous. And that's been my problem. I always tell myself, because when I see somebody road raging at me, my first instinct is to pull over or have them pull over. Like, come on, let's get this shit out the way. Let's, bigger man wins, you know?
True.
But you do never know what's on the other side. So I do try to evaluate my situation before I engage in it. But sometimes, you know, your road rage gets the best of you. But I'm working on it, y'all. I am working on it. Shit, you remember? Ahab, I have not rode with you for quite some time, but I know you remember me punching you all the fucking time for falling asleep and driving.
Yeah, probably when I was high as fuck.
Of course we're high, but I mean, shit. Do you remember
late
that?
At night, yeah.
Do you remember? This nigga would just be slowly falling asleep, and I would just turn and serve him one. Just, nah, I'm not punching him in the face or nothing, but I'm serving him cold in the shoulder or something. And your ass still wouldn't wake up. You realize that, right? We did that the whole ride home most of the time.
No.
I'm not surprised you don't remember it. But I think I only fell asleep once behind the wheel. And I was on my way to San Jose let me backtrack. I was on my way back from San Jose. I had went out there to go see a female friend of mine. And at the time, I was working in Davis at that car wash spot, the cable car wash. And if you've never washed cars like manually like that, pounding through like couple hundred cars a day, that shit is tiring. So I got off work. I was like, you know what, fuck, I'll go out there and see her. And I gotta be back though. I gotta be back by 6 o'clock so I can get to Davis to be able to be ready for work. Man, I must have tried coming home at 2 o'clock from San Jose, but I fell asleep and woke up in the median, like right in between southbound and northbound on 505.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember waking
up. Like where? Winners?
It was past Winners. I think it was between Winners and Madison.
Okay.
Yeah, probably right there between Winters and Madison. But I remember like swerving a little bit, like hitting the little coming over, and I was like, oh man, I gotta wake up. So I hit the AC, rolled down my windows, and still I just remember waking up and just being in the gravel, like fishtailing it. Fuck. So I stomped on the brakes a little bit, stopped in the middle of the median. Got myself together. And of course, by this time, I'm fucking spooked, y'all. I damn near could have just ended my life and somebody else's life. I'm spooked as fuck. My heart is racing. I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, should I pull over now and, you know, try and get some rest? But now my adrenaline was going. So luckily, praise God, I made it home safe and vowed never to do some stupid shit like that again. I mean, sleeping and driving is damn near just as dangerous as being drunk and driving. Am I right?
Yeah, that's true.
And I think I've only drunk and drive once. Drunk and drove, I should say. And it was actually driving your truck, Ahath. We came back from a party. I'm not going to say his name, but we came back from a party playing beer pong, and we were both playing. And just got drunk as shit. Drunk as shit. Had to be home. Ahath was drunk as shit. And we know I'm going to drive before you drive drunk. For sure. So I hop behind the wheel. Try to get my ass home. All I remember is almost falling asleep. And then just blacking out. And waking up in the bed. So, I mean, I made it home. I don't know how we made it home. Or how fast, how long we made it home. But God guided us home. And I was underage at the time, too, man. Could you imagine? That would have been some fucked up shit. That would have been fucked up. Just stupid shit, right?
Yeah, very stupid shit.
Just being stupid, not even thinking. But luckily, you know, you live and you learn. Now I'm older. I'm not even fucking around with that shit. I don't even really drink like that. If I do drink, I'm drinking Hennessy for sure. You know, it's going to be Hennessy all day.
And you're drinking at the house.
Yeah, most of the time I'll be drinking here at my house. This is my domain. But you remember when I had to drive you home on your 21st birthday?
Yeah.
I think that's the drunkest I have ever seen you.
Wow.
Do you remember surprising. It? Do you remember it though? Like, do you remember the whole night?
Not the whole night. I just remember not realizing how I got home until the next day.
Do you remember the trip home? Like,
no. I just know somehow I got from the Texas bar in Arbuckle to Dunnigan and woke up the next morning at like 2 o'clock the next day.
But bro, when you came out of the bar, you were on your hands and knees. You came out of the bar on your hands and knees, crawling on your hands and knees. Talking about Josh, what's up, bro? You don't remember none of that?
No.
Oh man, bro, you came out on your hands and knees all kind of drunk. We had to load you in the truck, and back that was when we had to tape a flashlight to your tailgate. I damn near choked on a piece of weed right now. We had to tape the flashlight to the back of your tailgate for your license plate light, huh? You don't remember that?
I remember the light being out, but not having to tape a flashlight there.
Well, for that night, because that was the only way that I was going to drive, is if we had some type of, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyways, of course, on our way home, fucking cop sees us. I guess he looked in his rear view and just seen a fucking flashlight taped to your tailgate and automatically thought, like, these niggas got to be on something. Because man, ain't nobody just taping flashlights to the back of their tailgate. But, you know, I was just trying to show, like, I realized the license plate light is out. There's no need to pull me over. Just please let me go about my business. But that did not work, of course. He pulled us over. And
honestly, if it was in any other town but Arbuckle, we wouldn't have been pulled over.
I don't know. I feel like if it was that there's kind of...
I don't think you would have got pulled over in Woodland.
There's... Maybe. But I feel like there's pros and cons to that, because I also feel like because it was in Arbuckle and it is a small town, that the sheriff, we've had a couple run-ins with that sheriff. So he did know us already. And when I told him, like, look, bro, I'm just trying to get this drunk ass dude home. And you, right on fucking cue, ooh, right when I told him, like, oh man, it's his 21st birthday, I'm just trying to drive him home, you literally just opened the car or the truck door and just started throwing up. You don't remember that?
That sounds hella funny, but no, I really don't remember it.
Yeah. I can't believe you don't remember that, though. I thought you would remember. I'm always going to remember that forever. Is you right on cue, throwing up, and us getting away with it. Well, not even getting away with it. I wasn't even drunk or nothing, so, I mean, I'm sure I had some weed or something in the car, but that ain't no big deal. But yeah, that was funny as shit. And I mean, shout out to the people who can control their vomit and they're not just throwing up, you know, in people's cars. And given that was your own truck, so I would have made your ass clean it out in the morning. But, I mean, there's two types of people. There's those that who will tell you they're going to throw up, and then there's those who are just going to throw up. And I feel like I'm one of those ones who will tell you when I'm going to throw up. I do pretty good at being able to control it. But my boy, for instance, is one of those other people who, if you get him too drunk, he's just going to throw up on himself, on anybody around him, wherever. I remember one time we was in dude's house. This wasn't one of the first times I brought him over. I brought him over a few times, but he hadn't been over there hella times. I brought him over there and he just blew like chunks all over this dude's floor, bro. All over the carpet. And he goes, the dude's house was like, hey, bro, you're going to have to clean it up. And he had the nerve. My boy had the nerve to be like, I'm not cleaning that up. And I want to say names, but I'm not going to say names. But I was like, bruh, you got to clean that up. Clean that shit up. Finally, he's like, all right. So he's sitting there, and you can imagine he's fucking wasted. So every swipe, he's like over-exaggerated, almost falling into it and shit. It was just horrible and disgusting. But shout out to them people. I remember, shit, one other time, I remember we went out for my boy's 22nd birthday or some shit like that. We went out to like the dive bar right there in downtown Sec. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the dive bar and shit. And this dude got so drunk. It wasn't even his birthday, I don't think. I think it was his cousin's birthday, but he just got so drunk. And our homegirl that we were with had just got a brand new Kia Optima. And he threw up all in it.
Damn.
And I mean, like, she literally just got it, like, I think that, like, that week, or, like, she's had it for a week. And he threw up all inside of that motherfucker. So, dudes whose birthday it was, actually scooped it out. I'm almost throwing up, damn near thinking about it. Scooped it out barehanded. He was scooping out, throw up bare hand out off the like seats and the fucking floor of her car, and was just like splattering it on the ground. Like, you just, yeah, you can imagine, right? Disgusting. I couldn't do it. Shout out to home dude who did the cleaning. You're a soldier. I'd never in a million years, even if that is my boy, like, sorry, bro, you shouldn't have got that drunk. You're going to have to clean that motherfucker up or pay for her detailing something, because I'm not finna barehanded clean that shit out. We can pull it. I'll drive it. How about that? I'd drive it for her. Maybe I wouldn't have, because I was drunk too. But if I wasn't drunk, I'd drive it. Or I'd offer to pick it up and wash it for her, like, you know, do the whole thing. But that was disgusting. Yeah. Shit, I remember one time I had just got a detail on my car, and I went with my ex-girl.
Which one?
It was actually my very first car. It was a Chrysler. Fuck, I really don't remember the name of it. It was obviously one that was like discontinued and shit, but it was like a 2001 something Chrysler. No, actually, it might have been a 97. I don't fucking remember. I've been had quite a few cars now, but oh shit, alarm started going off. Why is my alarm going off at 9? Oh, that's why. Today is... Where's my keys? Let me set off my alarm real quick. It was at this time that George Floyd was pronounced dead at 9:52. Let my car ring. I don't know if you can hear it. Just my little stance on my protest. You know, George Floyd was killed at this time. Hold on. Now back to the story. Yeah, I just got a detail on my car, and I was riding with my ex-girlfriend to go get some Starbucks for her and the fam. So, me just being the funny guy I am, she's got this whole tray of Starbucks in her hand, right? And I'm not even thinking. She says something about my crazy ass driving. And me.
Oh, no. I can already see what's going on here.
I just slammed on the brakes hard.
Oh. I went the other way. All right. That you put your foot on the gas and it just went out of her hand.
Yeah. It pretty much did. I slammed on the brakes and it fucking went everywhere, bro. It was fucked up. She was mad, and the funniest part about it is everybody's drink spilt but mine. Of course, that's how it works out. Oh damn, see, you guys hear that big ass pop? That was a fucking firework right behind the house. They've been popping them off all day. But yeah, bro, that was fucked. Then I had to go, of course, and get it all cleaned out and clean up all this coffee. And you know how coffee stains hella bad. Car was stained for the rest of its life. But yeah, that was my fault on my behalf.
So she's complaining the whole time that she doesn't have anything to drink and you do.
Yeah, really that. And then me being an asshole, I didn't offer to go buy no more drinks or nothing. You know what? Actually, no, fuck that. I think I did. I think I offered to go buy more drinks, and she just had that attitude like, no, fuck that. And you know, if
you're just going to do it again.
No, not even you're going to do it again. Just she was already mad by the fact I did it. So I said, fuck it then. I'm just, you know, if you're going to be that salty about it, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go get them again. So nobody had coffee but me.
I mean, probably nobody had coffee by the time you got back, because you probably finished it before you got back.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, as soon as that shit happened, I dipped out to go clean it. And then I don't even know if I went back to her family's house that day. I might have went back home. I don't remember.
Wait, you had to go back to the house to be able to drop her off, unless she went with you.
No, yeah, I dropped her off, but I didn't go inside. I dropped her off, and she went in and showered and cleaned all her clothes and shit, and I went to the car wash to clean my car.
Oh.
And, shit, I remember one time when I was working at Richie Bros, I had to throw away the trash. And it was, like, the trash from the kitchen. I didn't know it was leaking. So when I went to throw it over my shoulder, I had on I have on an all long sleeve, button up white dress shirt, right, for work. I go to throw the trash away, and I whip it over my shoulder, and all kind of barbecue grease and fucking coffee just all over me.
Oh, wow.
All damn. Over. Yeah, all over my fucking white work outfit. Luckily, it was towards the end of the day, so they're like, fuck it, you can just go home. So I, boom, took my shirt off quick, and man, I felt so disgusting. That shit was nasty. So speaking of Richie Bros, I remember one time, while we're on the topic of driving, I remember I was driving their golf cart, and they, you know, you get lucky with your golf cart pick. If you pick the right golf cart, some of them motherfuckers will smash. Some of them motherfuckers are kind of weak. I got the one that smashed every time. I knew which one it was. I'm going to smash that motherfucker. So I would whip the golf cart around. I remember whipping it around so hard, I smashed into the excavator. Bam! Fucking bent the whole excavator step. I had to like yank the fucking the golf cart out from under it. Honestly, the golf cart wasn't that bad. It had on the little front bumper grill or whatever the fuck you call it. And yeah, it fucking took the excavator on pretty well, I'd say. But I stopped driving golf carts so crazy after that. And shit, I remember one time when I was driving the Richie Bros truck, the fucking we hit a little bump and the whole back tailgate fell off and was dragging by yeah, it was dragging by the chain. It was literally just
damn. You know, that was hella loud.
Oh yeah, and the fucking, we're like driving by customers and shit, and customers are just looking at us and we're fucking dying laughing, just mobbing. It was hella funny. But I mean, shit, what can you do? You know, why are you gonna give me this raggedy ass truck with a tailgate's falling off the back, damn it. Well, shit, Ahad, I'm fucking finished the blunt. Damn, yeah. They're about night time. Damn near past my bedtime. I'm a fucking Aries, so I like to get my 6 to 8. I don't know. What are you?
I'm a Taurus.
A Taurus? What do you normally like to get for your sleep?
Whatever I can get.
Whatever you can get? Yeah, I gotta get 6 to 8. I fucking, if I'm not getting 6 to 8, I'm taking a nap sometime in the day, which I did today. I took a good nap too. Ooh, it was a good nap. That's how you know it's Monday. When you come home and you just want to take a nap, that's a Monday. But shit, man, I'll be talking to y'all tomorrow. It'll be what? Trips Tuesday, Newsday, right?
Yep.
You gonna be here, Ahad?
Yeah, I will.
For sure. What? Well, shit, Ahad. You have to just keep driving down the road. It's going to bend and curve, and you'll speed up and slow down, but the road keeps going. You know who said that?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Motherfucker, how you know that?
I don't know.
Cheating ass nigga. Nah, but man, life goes on, y'all. Keep pushing through. It's a Monday. We'll get through this week together. But this is Trip.
This is Ahab.
Y'all stay blessed. Peace.